Blackstone Audio presents Mirror, Mirror by Kate Wilhelm. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. Chapter 1. The Valducci's sign was obscured by rain and mist that cold February afternoon. Fronting River Road were parking spaces for 100 cars close to the Valducci store, a large building with 3 overhead double garage doors. One of the doors was open. A few shoppers were picking up bare root trees and shrubs. Glowing spots of light, some indeterminate distance away on the right into the rear of the market building, seemed to be pulsing as mist and rain waxed and waned. That was the big Valducci house. To the left and rear of the customer area, 6 greenhouses loomed, 3 of them lighted. Workers were preparing for the season, potting up early vegetables and ornamentals. In the farmost greenhouse, Gina Valducci was carefully cutting through a thin layer of gel with a newly sprouted seedling centered in it. She cut a 1-inch square section from a shallow pan containing a layer of the same material. Moving with caution, she transferred the newly cut square to a pot prepared with coarse sand and compost, sprinkled a bit of sand and compost over the square with the seedling, then drew back with a satisfied grin. She put the pot on the heat mat next to 7 others just like it. 8, she said. At her side, Jeff Cobb was already making a note on a laptop. He was grinning as broadly as she was. Heat mats on 2 long benches held tomatoes in every stage of growth from the newly sprouted seedlings to blooming plants, some with small green tomatoes, half a dozen with reddening tomatoes.